Unit 6, Law and Crime. Reading 2.
The Assumption of Innocence. Two basic forms of legal systems exist. In one form, a person is viewed as innocent of any crime until evidence is presented that proves he or she is guilty. This form is known as innocent until proven guilty. The second basic form assumes a person is guilty of the crime he or she has been arrested for, and proof must be given to clear the person's name. This form is known as guilty until proven innocent. The belief that anyone who is accused of a criminal offense should be considered innocent until proven guilty is an important part of universal human rights law and is laid down in Article 11 of the United Nations Universal Declaration on Human Rights. In countries operating under the innocent until proven guilty system, society has decided that it is better to allow a guilty person to go free than to imprison an innocent person. The presumption of innocence is testament to the belief that people are basically honest and respectful of society's laws. This system also aims to preserve the human dignity of accused persons. Under the system of innocent until proven guilty, the charge made against any person is not evidence of guilt. This means the law does not require a person to prove his innocence or to produce any evidence at all. The government has the burden of proving guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. If it fails to do so, the person is regarded as not guilty of the crime. In the United States, a jury is formed to render a verdict for court trials. Jury members are summoned from the general population and consist of individuals who typically have little or no legal training. It is therefore necessary to ensure that the persons sitting on the jury are aware of the obligations each side has in presenting their case. In the United States, jury members may be read the following explanation regarding the burden of proof in a legal case. The defendant enters this courtroom as an innocent person, and you must consider him to be an innocent person until the state convinces you beyond a reasonable doubt that he is guilty of every element of the alleged offense. If after all the evidence and arguments, you have a reasonable doubt as to the defendant's having committed any one or more of the elements of the offense, then you must find him not guilty. Proof beyond a reasonable doubt means that a reasonable person would consider the accused criminal guilty. The law does not require the state to prove a defendant guilty beyond all possible doubt. On the other hand, it is not sufficient to prove that the defendant is probably guilty. In a criminal case, the proof of guilt must be stronger than that. It must be beyond a reasonable doubt. A reasonable doubt is an actual doubt, not an imaginary doubt. For instance, a person might be accused of stealing something from someone's home. There were no witnesses to the alleged crime, and the police did not find the accused person's fingerprints at the scene. Police arrested the person when he tried to sell one of the items that were stolen, but the suspect said that he found the stolen item discarded in a bush. In this case, there might be reasonable doubt whether the suspect really did find the item or actually stole it. Jury members should be guided only by a full and fair evaluation of the evidence. Whatever the verdict may be, it must not be based upon speculations. Nor should it be influenced in any way by bias, prejudice, sympathy, or a desire to bring an end to the duty of the jury.